It's not vodka that will be raising people's spirits in India this weekend. It is paint. Sunday marks the beginning of the Hindu festival Holi. Commentator Sandeep Roy will celebrate in Northern California.
Holi, the festival of spring, is meant to be danced in the streets. It's about groups of young people exploding in water pistol fights that leave everyone drenched in eye-popping purple and shocking pink. It's about buckets emptied over your head. By the time it's over, even the stray dogs on the street are pink. It's noisy, it's wet, it's a riot.
I remember from our balcony throwing water balloons filled with color and water and then just throwing it at people outside in the streets.
Mohit Sehgal is too well-behaved to do that anymore. He volunteers with ASHA, a nonprofit that supports education in India, and puts on a Holi festival at Stanford University. Over 4,500 people showed up last year, some flying in from across the country. Many aren't even Indian.
The first time, in fact, the first person I put color on was a female police officer who comes there every year. She was Caucasian.
Our Holis in India didn't require much prep. We'd put on our rattiest old T-shirts and go down to the market where the vendors sat with pyramids of colors piled in front of them. Asha's Holi needs a U-Haul for its 5,000 pounds of paint. Mohit's friend Purnima Parameshwaran, a doctoral student at Stanford, says that's still not enough.
The crowd is definitely a little displeased, you know, when the color runs out. But, you know, they handle it in the spirit of Holi. They don't riot. They switch to playing with water instead, coming out of a hose.
When I was a kid, if people asked, what kind of colors did you get? We'd say red, blue, pink. Now you say
very safe colors and starch-based vegetable colors.
In India these days, parents worry about paint with lead and mercury. Some make skin-friendly colors from henna and marigolds and beets, but all the colors leave a mess. When the festival is over, Mohit and his crew hose down the fields of Stanford and return them to their original green. It's not as easy to return yourself to your original shade, says Purnima.
You definitely have to scrub for at least an hour that night after you get back, you know, to get it off your nails, off your skin and everything. And of course, like after you get it off of you, you've got to get it off the bathroom floor. It's definitely an ordeal, but hey, I think it's worth the fun.
Maybe what's most fun is that for one day, thousands gather together and drench each other in so many colors, you can't tell what color anyone is anymore. You could say it's a glimpse of a new America, not black, brown, or white, but
pink, green, orange,
red, blue,
purple, yellow.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is an editor with New America Media. You can comment on his essay at the opinion page at npr.org.